on 8 horses and mules. And one time my mother went to the York Fair and we were the heron in that field right down there, and we had two hares hooked together and we had 6 horses.
Uh-huh.
And my mother went to a fortune teller up there and she told her what we was doing and told her how many horses we had in it and all that, and I couldn't believe it. I never realized that people could do something like that.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something?
So where was the, you have to point out these roads to us. This was all just the field then, right?
Yeah.
I don't see.
Oh, it's upside down there.
No, it's not.
Uh-huh. No, there's.
Is it going right?
No.
Uh-huh. Did you
just say something?
John Owens Road?
Stop and pause and
yeah, it is.
Play that back.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it and rewind.
The Mars family, yeah. Myers family, yeah.
And they lived there. They come over to our house and got eggs and milk.
Uh huh. Were they like the closest neighbors, basically?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's
let's
over
get down.
By the orchard.
You going down? We'll go down to the Morton cabin.
All right.
He would drive down there? I walk. Because I know everybody can't fit in the car.
Okay,
walk.
Well, good night. You going, Tom?
Yeah, I'll walk.
Okay.
Tom and I walk.
Here, you take that. Unrecorded.
How time you've been back here to this area?
Oh, I was back last summer.
A summer? For a festival or something? Was it a festival?
It was. They had some music out here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have them right over there on the... We're getting ready to open up camp next up.
We always cut trees down in there and hauled them down to the sawmill. We built the wash house and the sheds and chicken houses down there on the farm.
Uh-huh. With all the wood from here?
Yeah.
So all this was always woods, it never was farmed, like the other area. And they kept it just to use the lumber when they needed?
Yeah. 12 acres here in woods. Uh-huh. Running clear up along the creek down here. We didn't make much money, but we had an awful good time all the time. One time, when my father moved here, he cut wheat over at the Guyman farm over on Sullivan Road.
Mm-hmm.
And he cut his wheat and it was raining. And they couldn't haul it. They hauled it in the barn them days.
Mm-hmm.
And when he come back here to cut this wheat, it was 6 binders sitting there waiting to pull in to help to cut it. They didn't bother about pay, they just helped
each
other.
They just helped where they needed, exactly. Those are good times.
That doesn't happen today.
Doesn't happen very often.
Not a whole lot.
You're on your own.
It couldn't happen today.
Yeah. Now, what year did your dad get the farm from his father, or did he purchase the farm?
He purchased the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he left in, was I in the service when he left? I was in the first man to hit the Normandy Beaks, fourth man off the first boatload.
Oh boy. Boy, that's some experience. Must have been some experience.
I think 35 got in off our boat. We laid, Captain Richmond says, Leppo, you can't go up there. It was a CP, a German CP up on top of the hill. And it was big woods up here and a cliff down here. And they had that whole hill in pillboxes, dug in the ground and had rooms under the ground.
Gee whiz.
We didn't take it right away. We only, 35, only got in off the first boat load.
Oh, boy.
And we laid in the ditch to wait for more to come in. We took it just before dark.
Boy, oh, boy. What a...
I stood guard out in the orchard all night under a damn tree there.
Oh, boy.
They got around back in the pillboxes. I had to go back the next day and clean them out again. What made it so bad was a big outfit there on maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was out big outfit stationed there, you see, and we had to get rid of all of them.
Yeah, boy. That must have been terrible. Make me think about that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Were you in the war from the very start? Were you in at the very beginning of the war to the end? Wow.
I went to the 1st Division
mm-hmm.
when they was in maneuvers over there before the war started.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in as a replacement, but it wasn't long I was a staff sergeant.
Mm-hmm. Now how about you, did anybody else in your family go to fight?
No.
You were the only one, did they stay?
My younger brother, he was farming and he didn't, they didn't get...
Did they usually try to leave it so that one person could stay home to help? Was that pretty much, or they didn't care?
They didn't bother too much about that. All they bothered about was getting men ready for over there.
Mm-hmm. That movie that just came out, you heard that movie, Saving Ryan? What do you think about that?
I didn't see it, but I...
Do you think you'd like to?
It sounds like it's about the same thing.
Yeah, I was in Colorado this summer visiting my sister-in-law, and we saw it, and I wondered if it was really true to... They interviewed so many of the war vets and tried to get an accurate, you know, portrayal.
But this road from down through here and went right up along the fence and went out to the other road.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't no road down through here. It was just buildings was right over here, barn. And
on the far side?
Just on the other side of the branch.
Now, did the stream go? There's a stream that trickles through here now. Was that here or did that?
Well, the spring was right here somewhere.
Okay, yeah. There's still a spring here right at the base of that oak tree.
And the house looks nice.
Yeah, Ted's been doing a lot of work trying to make it safe for the kids.
This spring here, when we was working up there, we come down here and get water out the spring right here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the water they used in the house. And, but it wasn't no water up that way, not then.
Mm-hmm. So there wasn't a stream that was trickled here.
Yeah. No.
I think the land has changed so with building and construction and all. Did you keep, in this barn up here, did you keep animals in there or was it mostly squirrels?
They had, the people that lived here had, they had a couple cows a while and chickens and they always butchered, they had hogs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they didn't farm much.
Mm-hmm.
They only had that hill there.
Mm-hmm. This hill over on the far side?
Yeah.
That was farmed?
It used to, the road used to go out through the woods there and cut down and across the other branch down there and go up to the stateroom.
Mm-hmm.
Where the wizards lived in that farm over there then.
Mm-hmm. John Stewart and Barbara Stewart under George C. Regal. We don't have steps yet. They're coming at some point, I think. We're getting...
Stewart's received land from John William F. Bart. Stewart's reserved the right to draw water from the branch for the purpose of watering their stock whenever they pasture. the field adjacent to the said ranch.
Boy,
she was smart. We were just telling Ted where the Stewarts got their education. Up here at Wizard Schoolhouse, you knew where Junior
Street he was there. Just saying Wizards, the farmhouse. He was saying that there was a road that used to come on that far side
and go all the way across
the branch, up the stream branch, and then up to the state road, up to 97. So there was a road that went on the other side, right? You were saying?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, on the other side of the creek where, there's that
one. Right down to the Humane Society.
Yeah.
It went right down to the edge of the ground, this ground here, and then cut back toward the ditch here and went down and across the creek and went up through the Wizard's building.
Okay. I want you to show me today where Wizard lived.
Yeah,
Joshua
yeah.
Wizard.
They always had the fences up to keep the cows in. You'd ride a horse or something, you'd have to open the gate. And one night I rode up over to the state road. I was riding home and I opened the gate and that cow come walking up there and stuck his head out over the fence and licked me and it was so damn dark I couldn't see him. And I didn't know what. I about wetted my pants.
I bet it was dark here.
Yeah, but this wasn't brewed up then. This here ground farmed over here.
This was all farmed?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Mars's ground. This clear up the other woods.
Now, you said there was a barn down here. Is that over on that hill or shed?
No, not. It was right up in here.
Right up here?
Yeah.
Right on the other side?
No, right on this side.
On this side still?
Here by the spring?
No, above the spring.
Above the spring, up a little bit further.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was over here.
Yep.
Was there any buildings
there? The chicken house and that stuff was built over there.
Oh, okay. So then the spring was the source of water, right? Right out by the tree.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't no water coming down no further. Up in the spring.
He said the spring was it.
Oh,
that's
really?
Where they got the water from the spring.
That's all erosion from field runoff.
Yep, there was no water coming down through here. They used to come, he said, when you were working in the fields and stuff, you'd come here to get water.
Yeah.
He said the family that lived, that owned this property, didn't do a lot of farming, but they did have the animals and they would
put had a lot of kids.
They
were having fun.
How many people lived here in this house?
That you know of at one time.
Oh, I don't.
How many was the Myerses? There was a good many of them, wasn't it?
Well, Mrs. Myers, she had a boy and her daughter. Myers got with her and she had a boy. Both of them were about 2 months apart, or three.
So then but the Stewarts didn't live here, right?
No. They lived over the hill.
Yeah. Well, but he had this property. I wonder what he did with the house while, if they lived over the hill,
Well, Myers lived here all the time we lived over there.
Okay. Myers from 1942 to 1947. That was Pete Myers and Mary C. Myers. And then they sold it in 1947 to Ardell Myers and Minnie Myers. Okay. And then they sold it to Neve Lippe. You know him?
Yeah.
Was that one of old Hit Lippe's?
I don't know.
See, she had a Neve Lippe. When I saw that, I was wondering if that was one old Hit. Hilva. We called her old Hit Lippe. I don't know why. You remember her? Don't you? You don't remember her? Well, I don't know if that was her son or not. And then Neve Lippe to Harvey Parks. Did you know them? And then Harvey Parks to Edwin Wilson. And then Edwin Wilson to Edward O. Bollinger. And then Edward Bollinger to Joseph Martin and Wade Selman.
I didn't know who all I'm
making. Well, that was after the Lepos moved away from here. You got married, and then your parents had sale, what, 1942?
Yeah.
On the farm.
Oh, 1942. Okay, and that's when the Myers is...
So that one has changed hands.
Yeah. So here's where it was deeded to John Head, 1764. The first property owner I have is 1826. With a Bish, Adam Bish? William Bish? Is that the one that married into our family? William Bish married Susan Stewart?
No, that was Milk Bish's boy, William Bish. It was the same one. I'm not sure if it is, but I think it is. Milk Bish had one boy, and he married a sister to Harvey Bankert, I think.
Oh, okay.
And you know Harvey Bankert,
uh-huh.
Union Mills.
Yeah.
I think he married her sister. But I guess they're both gone by now.
Well, do you remember anything about these cellars? Like it's just a dugout cellar? What did they do with that? How did they use the cellar?
They went down, had a square place like this and went down to the cellar.
This has a cellar entrance underneath it. Well, they just kept extra foods and things down there, stored them?
I guess. The Miss Bars was a heavy lady, and she was a real nice lady. She walked over to our place she told my mother, she said, Addie, she said, Sut fell down on my bonnet when I was coming down through the field. My God, we looked and the porch roof was on fire.
You're kidding, here?
No, over at the big farm.
Oh, really?
And I went up on the attic and I took a hold of the rafters and I busted a hole out and got out there and put it out.
Isn't that something? Look at the hummingbird.
So the barn was up there and it was some chicken houses and things over here. Okay. And this stream?
This all grew up since that time.
Uh-huh.
They used to farm some ground over there.
Now how far over did this go?
Just up on top of the hill.
On top of the hill. Okay.
And then down here to the fence where the road went through. These fields, they had fields out here.
Hmm.
And what I was going to say about Miss Barr, she was always a real nice lady, and her and Pete fell out of something, and he pushed her, the porch was up high.
Uh-huh.
Here inside the house, and he pushed her off the porch and killed her.
We have a ghost down here.
Gee. Maybe all these ghost stories they say is true.
He really did?
Yeah.
He pushed off the porch.
Huh.
He got out of it, but...
He shouldn't have, huh? Well, was you ever in this? Okay, so the kitchen was out here. Was you ever inside the house here?
Oh, yeah.
So the kitchen was out here, just a little place, huh?
Yeah.
And then what did they use that room as?
Well, they had the bedroom in there.
Oh, that was the bedroom.
On the first floor? And then upstairs was up more bedrooms?
Just one upstairs.
Right.
Yeah. So there couldn't have been too many people living here, huh? Well, that's interesting. And the fireplace was all there. You remember the fireplace?
Yeah.
I guess that's how they heat it, huh?
Yeah.
Did they have a porch? Did they have a porch like this?
Yes. He's talking about when the house was built on, too.
Yeah.
You know that picture it said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a porch, but it was up high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It was a high porch.
When we rebuilt this, we had a bulldozer, and we redid a lot of this so it wouldn't be up so high. Because here would have been 3 foot, 4 feet up.
Is that some of the logs was in the house?
Yep, a lot of those are the original ones. They were a little too rotten, or we got some from another log building that we got in the county. And that's what's left. Get that cleaned up.
Need some wood?
You guys think of anything? Oh, anything else you want to ask about this place?
Can you tell us any stories you remember about coming down here? That you can share when a lady's present?
We used to
several ladies are present.
We used to come over here, and Miss Barnes would always want to give us something to eat and that stuff.
So you were about 7 years old then? What did you do to have fun? What did you play? When you came over here to play with the kids, what did you play?
They played dominoes and that kind of stuff.
Oh, you mean you had dominoes back then? Oh, my. Probably just hide and seek and those kind of games, huh? Catch.
The one boy, Arvel, which is, he's dead now, but his wife lives, the wife, his last wife, his first wife was Minnie. That Minnie he talked
about.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And then his second wife is still living. And Arvel, when we were first married, we lived on the hotel place up here along the road, which is torn down now. A storm came along and damaged the house, and they tore it down. And he used to come over. He and Woodrow came over and played cards with her on our
up to the state road up there.
Uh-huh.
When we were first married.
Mm-hmm. So when you were first married, then you lived where?
Up there.
Oh, okay.
We lived there almost 3 years.
$10 a month.
Wow.
Good rent.
That was probably expensive, huh?
Give us a pen to feed two hogs and
had a garden.
How long have you guys been married?
61 years.
King, oh wow, that's wonderful. We've got that's
good. And then we
had to stay in our house out there where we lived when I was in the service 2 years, 26 months. World War II.
Where we live now.
That must have been tough, trying to do everything.
Okay, Ted, now help me out. Down around, you know where that foundation is down here at the creek?
By the orchard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you would go down around here, in fact, it would be between the creek and the road that he's talking
the
about.
State
that
road.
Over
yeah.
to the Humane Society.
Yep.
That's not the state road.
Right,
state road.
The state road's 97.
Got two
yeah. Right.
There was a foundation. There's somebody lived down there. So just like down back.
Well, Jake Stoner lived down there just up from the creek a little piece.
Yeah.
And they had a little orchard, apple trees. A
couple apple trees. And
what's the name?
Jake Stoner. Okay. And more about it.
Him and his wife lived there a long time.
They didn't have any children? What, did he farm there or what?
Well, it wasn't much to farm.
Oh.
He messed around mowing with the scythe. And
so what happened to that place, you know? Just got old and fell down, probably.
I don't know who bought it the last time.
Well, see, I hadn't looked that up, too.
Yeah.
Jacob Stoner. See, when you said Stoner, I thought you meant the Stoner that's over.
No. That was John Stoner.
Right. Yeah.
What Stoner is this? Jake?
Jake.
Were they brothers? Were they related?
No.
They were just...
It wasn't brothers.
And when John Stoner moved away from over here, I was just a couple years old.
That's
and they moved up
farm
on
over here?
The Little Sound Pike.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or right on up over the hill from where we go out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they built that house up there then, didn't they?
Yeah.
What, they tore the old house down and built that new brick house.
The brick one that's right up on the hill there.
Yeah. Well, do you know anything about what is now the Humane Society? Who lived there?
No.
I know a Glass lived there. When I was in school, because I went to school with her kids.
I think he's the one last one lived there.
Yeah, And the Glass lived down where you live. Well, what's the last name? Do you know where a Lynch lived around here?
No, I don't.
Tracking them all down, huh?
You've got all these.
When you own, when your family owned that, the farmhouse and the farm, you owned down to the creek that's down here and farmed all that, like all around?
No, that was meadowland down there.
Okay. And you graze your cattle?
Our little ditch had come down from the new ground up there.
Uh-huh.
That run down into the branch down there. And we just had that hill on the other side of the creek. Up Owens' farm around there.
Okay.
And
Owens was out here, right? John Owens?
Yeah.
Okay. And there was a still here in these hills somewhere. You know where that was?
A what?
A still.
Oh, yeah.
one time
they come in the winter time and upset a load over there, up along the woods there at the rocks. And we helped to set it up and load it up again. they back on this farm up here at Botman Valley there, they had that still.
What farm?
One where the, what was the guy's name was there?
See, I thought John Owings had the still.
He did, that was after that.
Yeah, because my father used to come over and buy his stuff.
Yeah, John Owings had the still right at the building.
Well, Paul Stoner lived up in there someplace.
Yeah.
One of these days you guys will be walking through the woods and see parts of the stills.
That's probably what the remnants of that car are. Down on the bottom of Cardiac.
Oh, yeah.
It's an old Plymouth sedan. It's in pieces now. Sitting on the hill.
So anything else you want to ask here that you can think of?
For the spring house. Was there a spring house here?
Oh,
always...
yeah. My God, yeah.
How big was it?
It was about more than too big. It was, well, the first, when they first put it up, we just had a little cabin up over the spring. And then they finally built it a little bigger.
So you could actually walk in it?
Yeah, you could walk in it. But this spring was running wonderful. It was a number one water.
Well, the well for all the water that we get up there, I think, is tapped in the same. It's in the same spot, so we don't get a whole lot of water out of here now. We'll have to shut the pumps off and let it run again.
Yeah.
Send all the kids down here to fetch water.
But their spring was further up than this oak.
Was it?
Yeah. It wasn't by the oak tree, wasn't it? It was further up.
It was right at the oak tree.
Okay.
Up there.
Yeah, it is still there.
It is
there.
The same spot. Okay, it is the same
right
spot.
Right on this
so
side.
So did they get that usable again or no?
Because we suck all the water out of the camp using our, because our well pumps off of that, that same water source.
When I first started coming here, though, in the early 80s, there was water coming out here.
Yep.
Yeah. And it wasn't just runoff. It was real. It was
if we get if we get a heavy rain, and then I guess the underground water fills up, then it runs out.
There was nothing any better to drink than a good glass of water from the spring.
Yeah, it was good drinking water. Yep. It was day number one.
Yep.
That's all they used when the Marses lived here.
They said he was saying when if we were walking down the hill that this woods behind us, this was never farmed or anything. It was they would log off of it and they would use this to build the chicken house, and they said that a lot of the buildings down where he...
Oh, yeah, we cut the logs out. This woods up here was 12 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Run that clear out to the...
All up on top of this hill here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the cabins, all that.
Yep.
And we cut the logs out. We built a chicken house and a wash house and a shed. And
now, the wash house, when you're looking at the farmhouse, the wash house is that house right to the right of
there.
Yeah.
We built that.
Because he said the spring was in back.
Yeah.
Yep. But we'll go down there and
you used to sleep in the top of the wash house.
Well, we did not too much. Mostly we slept in the house.
But when you got in trouble. Now tell us, Mr. Lepa.
That's what, when I was talking with Dottie Dunn, that's what she was saying. Her mom had said.
Now, you know Dottie Dunn? That's who I was trying to think of. No, Dottie Dunn was...
Mrs. Bogger, here, his niece, yeah. Mrs. Bogger.
You know Dottie Dunn.
Daughter. Or Mrs. Bogger raised her.
They raised her.
Yeah.
She's a real nice kid.
Dottie Dunn goes to my church.
Oh, really?
She's a good brethren. Yep.
Well, great.
So...
Well, the health department wouldn't let them use a well of water like that type of day.
Right.
Underneath the porch of the wash house, when they had to rebuild the porch, there was a well.
Yeah, that's where we got all our water from.
So you used to put buckets up out of that and get your water.
For washing.
And that's where you'd use your water.
They had a wooden pump there that pumped it out.
Okay. So that it was underneath the porch, though.
Yeah.
And you'd have a pump on top.
I went down in that well a million times. It's dug and walled up all.
The all stone wall.
Who built that?
That was built long before we moved there.
So when you moved there, it was existing, and did it have a pump when you lived there the whole time?
Now, how would you get down in that well?
We had a place on the top where we opened it.
You'd open it and then lower you down with a rope?
Was the porch built over it then? The porch to the wash house?
Get built over it until they built the wash house.
Okay. So
that was before the wash house was built.
Uh-huh. So you had the well first. And then you figured, well, we got the well, we'll put the house around it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart. It's a good thinking.
Yeah. Because they rebuilt the porch, and somebody put a couple pieces of plywood down over top of the well, and they're walking back and forth on top of this plywood, and they went to just move the plywood finally because they were going to do something there, picked up the plywood, and there's this hole that went down 30, 40 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just a little thin half-inch plywood.
What a surprise.
Yeah, we'd set a ladder down in it and then get down that far, and then I'd get out off the ladder and go down by hand. It was dug in a rock in the bottom, the well was. It was a rock about that tall and had a ditch dug through it. It wasn't much water in the well, only about 3 feet. And you couldn't pump it dry. And I got down there and stand on that rock, and it would be running through between
me.
How high did that water get there when you got a heavy rain and all?
It didn't get too bad.
It didn't?
No.
I bet you then there was so much land and there was not as much development that probably the ground absorbed a lot more. Now you get so much runoff. So everything.
Well, I guess we'll go down there then and check that out a little bit. You guys going along?
If that's okay.
Sure, but you can't all get in my car. You untie you in the back and you run after.
You know, good exercise. Get us ready. Get us ready for the sixth grade.
Yeah. Well,
a little trickle of water, running water underneath. You just climb down it. They pull the water out. There's a wooden pump on top of it.
We've got all our water out as well.
We took that old porch off, and I was walking to, somebody put planks and stuff on, and I was walking back and forth on his rotten planks. We didn't even know it was under there. No, I started taking the planks off to get rid of them, and I realized there was a well in there. Holy smokes, that was a nice looking well. Then the county made it, and then we had to fill it in now.
Yeah, we got
the fill in so high that about 3 or 4 foot of cement.
We used that forever from the water. We couldn't pump it dry. There's only about 3. About that deep. It's a heavy stream, but we couldn't pump it dry. We pumped out for the thresh machines and all that stuff.
So the spring was down here then?
Oh yeah.
A lot of.
Yeah, that's wet area down through there.
Yeah, the spring is up there by that tree. Yeah.
Yep. And so that water ran into the well.
No.
That water ran out. I guess the well ran into that and then that out.
Oh, okay.
Or through that. Uh-huh. Yep. He lived here in the early 1900s.
They had the spring house fixed that they cool the milk before they send it to the dairy.
So it lasts on when they transported it.
Yeah.
pull it down.
Yeah, we can put a 7-gallon cans, carry them up there and put them in the spring drain.
The water had to
pack them up the next day.
The water had to be tested so cold for the cool up milk before they come in.
But it was always plenty cold. You didn't have to bother about it.
So how many people how many was in your family that lived here in this house?
All of us.
And it was how many?
Five.
Because that's not a very big house inside. Do you think it is? I don't know. I guess it's good.
Seven of us. Mother and daddy.
The kitchen was nice size.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a little back room. And Earl's mother used to quilt back in there. She set up a quilt frame back in there. Because I used to help to quilt.
Just a little teeny room off the kitchen?
Yeah, a little room off the kitchen.
That's probably where that walk room is now.
Yeah, that's the laundry room.
Have you guys been in here?
Yeah, I helped them paint it.
When did they rebuild a barn like that?
I started 4 years ago when they were started working on it.
A windstorm brought in to it.
Well, was there any other buildings around up here then besides the house and the wash house?
Well, we built the wash house.
Yeah.
And this shed here. Yeah. Chicken houses back there we built.
And that other shed was here then when you moved it. The big shed.
Yeah. And the smokehouse is down, tore down. That was back in there.
We tore it down. Yeah.
You
that
tore
was,
down
that was the tall, skinny building with the smokehouse.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Should have moved that down to Martin County.
My daddy always shivered Georgia meat dry and let you 6 weeks and then hang it up and smoke it.
I don't know, we used to do that.
Yeah.
There was a pole, big pole inside. It had like,
little arms came off.
You could, when you smoke it, you could turn it around.
So you only have to open like a rotisserie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Me.
And the smoke was down like under, the fire was down like under the building.
Right.
You could open that on the outside. And
leave all the smoke would just go inside.
Uh-huh. One time I was up there at the silo putting pipes in, and I went to lift up on it. That was when the wood silo was there. I went to lift up on it and I was standing with both feet on one round and it left go. Like I went down and I hollered, whoa! Good I was standing on it with both feet, I come right down and hit the next round.
Oh, gee.
Where's the silo where it is now?
Yeah.
Same spot?
Yeah. It was a wood silo then. Mm-hmm. But it kept the corn nice. We had 22 milk cows milk them all behind, but
okay.
And we had hogs and chickens. We had everything.
Yeah, it is.
Now where the lake is now, is that just the creek that ran through there?
It comes down from up in the new ground. Starts up there in the new ground.
Right. And just ran through here, a little trickle.
Yeah. Good hunting back here? Was it good hunting?
Oh my God. We hunted skunks and one time Woodrow went to school and the skunk dozed him up that night and he didn't change his clothes and the teacher put him out.
I bet.
That happened to Mr. Myers.
Yeah.
Gary Myers.
Uh-huh.
Over in Pawneetown.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We had a dog. A guy we heard had him up there on the other side of Stone Grove back at
just on the other side of the schoolhouse up there on the hill. And we heard that he walked out and barked through the stump. So my brother and I, we went to see him. Yeah, he was selling 21 for him, $25. And that was a lot of money then. We didn't have that much with us. We went home and we gathered it up. We went back and got him. He was a black dog, white on him and long hair. And my mother said, where'd you get that dog? He said, we bought him. What did you give for him? $25. Take him right back. But we persuaded the letter to keep him. We bought him in 27 and he died in 37. And we caught over $100 worth of skunks every year with him.
He was a good investment.
We'd start hunting in October, and my father had two brooder houses that he raised chickens in, and he'd put the pullets in the lead house, and then they'd stand up, and he left us put them in there, and we'd start early to hunt them in October. And my brother, he worked at Martin's butcher shop, and they gave him the scrap meat to feed him, and Coon's Creamery gave us milk. And they'd get nice,
And what would you do with them then? Sell the hide, pelt?
Sell the hides. One time a guy, Dale, had come down from above Littlestown, and he'd give us a pretty good price
nice
on them.
Nice cool here,
ain't
it? Yeah. He said, how you gonna kill them? Oh, he said, I'm gonna shoot them with a rifle. And we had cooks and setting them there. If you didn't stir at them or nothing, they didn't fight or nothing. And he pulled up and cooked and he went in and had the door shut and shot two or three. And he come out of gagging and going on. he didn't last long. He put them in bags and gassed them in.
And now that would be cruelty to ask.
Yeah. Now out back you said there was a spring house behind this house, right?
No.
Or a two-story?
No, I was wrong.
Okay.
I thought he meant in the back of the spring.
But it's out front, was this spring house.
What was that? Was all that up on the hill, that was all farm? That was all part of your grow, you would grow
that
your crops?
26 acres in that field over there. Uh-huh. It run right down along the new ground over there.
Mm-hmm. And that was, you just planted that?
Yeah.
To feed?
But now the original road went up along that woods over there, right? From in here?
Oh, yeah.
The road went up along the woods and out by the...
Went up along the 10-acre field over there, right up through that, out to the Boxing Valley Road. That's still the road there. And that up there, went in, that road up there run into Paul Stoner's farm.
Wow.
That was all in woods.
Okay.
It was 20 acres of new ground over there.
And that road's still travelable, right?
Right.
And just Stoner's farm.
We
could take it. If I can't make it, you guys can
put it. You know, the road where you turn off out here,
uh-huh.
So it was going up through the woods there.
Yeah, well, we're going to go up that way.
And, my God, they have fancy houses built up in there.
Yeah. We're going to get down to the bottom of Coriac Hill. My great-grandfather and her great-grandfather lived there. The houses are all gone, but
yeah.
And we have pictures of
right where the picnic tables were, where the house was.
Right where the picnic tables are at that corner at the junction there.
That's where the picture of that house that I got blown up. That's where that house was. And if you look around in there, I think that's where the barn or something was right on.
Yeah,
in
he
there
said
too.
The barn and house was on the same side, didn't you? Down the Stewart place.
Oh no, yeah, the Martin cabin. That the barn was over.
Down and on the Stoner place there though. That road went right down through between the barn and house.
Okay, well, let's go there.
Yep.
Nice meeting y'all.
There you are.
Thank you, Wayne.
This is Baker that runs that restaurant up
yeah.
Down the run.
Uh-huh.
Lives up there
right.
In the woods.
My brother built that house.